DMX, gravel-voiced rapper and actor, dies aged 50 after being on life support from drug overdose. The Aegis Alliance. DMX, the gravel-voiced rap artist and actor who topped the charts with songs such as Party Up and X Gon Give It to Y'all, has passed away at age 50, his family members stated on Friday in a statement. The rap artist, whose actual name was Earl Simmons, suffered a heart attack on April 2, Murray Richmond, DMX's legal representative said. He was promptly hospitalized in critical condition. Earl was a warrior who fought till the very end. His family stated, he loved his family with all of his heart and we cherish the times we spent with him. DMX broke onto the rap scene in 1998 with his initial studio album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, powered by hits such as Rough Riders Anthem, Get It Me Dog, and also Stop Being Greedy. He accomplished even more success with the albums, and then there was X, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, The Great Depression, and also Grand Champ, every one of which debuted at number one on the Billboard. DMX released 7 albums and also earned 3 Grammy nominations. He likewise racked up a number of roles in Hollywood movies. He starred together with rap artist Nas in the 1998 crime drama, Belly, and also 2 years later on he signed up with Jet Li and the vocalist Aaliyah in the action film, Romeo Must Die. He appeared with Steven Seagal in Exit Wounds, 2001, and also joined Lee once again in Cradle to the Grave, 2003. He additionally made a cameo as himself in the Chris Rock comedy, Top 5, 2014. DMX was honest regarding his experience with substance abuse throughout the years. He additionally encountered different legal problems, consisting of repeated arrests and also short stints behind bars. In a 2014 interview on rap artist Talib Kweli's People's Party show, DMX stated his substance abuse began at age 14 when his mentor at the time offered him a blunt laced with crack cocaine. DMX, who got emotional throughout the interview, stated he had actually never smoked anything prior to that evening. I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. It's sad that the rappers and artists who aren't rapping or singing about glorifying drugs and alcohol are the ones dying from it, while nothing happens to the fakers who do glorify drugs and alcohol and who make it seem like the party life is all fun and games with no consequences. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.